Mic check, this thing on. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you. Guess right. Who's back?
That's back again. I hear you loud and clear. What's up, Pete? How you doing, dude?
Good, Ross. Good. It's good to be back in the studio putting down another pod.
That's right. Ross and Peter's Pod on the Run. What episode are we at now? Episode 5?
5, yes.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, 5. That's right. I got 5 on it. We got a few guests in the fold for the last couple episodes. This one, it's just you and I breaking it down. It's been a minute. Tell me what's going on, man. What's new?
Well, I have been out of town for the last week and had kind of a crazy experience. I was back in New York for some work stuff in Tarrytown, New York, which is just outside of New York City, and had to go out for work stuff. It is what it is. It was a good meeting. We did our thing. But I had an experience that I've never had before. This is my first trip to the New York area. I've been to Florida a couple times, experienced that kind of heat and humidity. But we were in New York during a gnarly heat wave.
Oh, no.
It was 100 degrees with somewhere around 70% humidity. It was disgusting. I have a new appreciation for the dry heat of Northern California. I will still continue to complain about the heat in Chico, but I will always remember 3 days in New York in June of 2025 when it was ridiculous. I got out for a couple runs with one of my colleagues. Name's Gary. Good dude. Likes to run. We went out on Tuesday morning at 6:30 in the morning, and I sweated. I perspired more at 6:30 in the morning than I do on a typical afternoon run in Chico. It was gross.
Yeah. It's so interesting you say that because I had a quick work trip down to Arlington, Texas last week.
Uh-huh.
Same experience. I mean, I ran a few miles and it was hot, it was humid, and it was windy. Oh. And I mean, 2.5-3 miles in, I was like struggling. This is the worst thing. I'd so much rather run in Chico heat than run in like 90 degrees with like an 80-70% humidity. It's the worst. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, it was awful. My colleague Gary is from San Diego, so he's not used to this kind of crazy humidity either, right? And we both agreed that it was probably one of the worst 3.5 mile runs we've ever done. It was, I mean, and on top of the humidity, we didn't know where we were going, so we were just kind of running aimlessly and hoping we'd find some kind of route that worked. And of course, mm-hmm. the first mile and a half were all downhill, which means there's only one way to get back, which is a mile and a half back uphill. But nonetheless, it was a good time. Glad to be back in Chico. Got a nice run this afternoon where it was 97 degrees, and I'm not going to complain about that heat because it was very tolerable. But yeah, I heard it was a pretty exciting week of running around here, and we'll get to that shortly. But things have been going on with our folks in Chico, going out to do some racing.
Yeah, unbelievable weekend. Was it last weekend?
Last weekend.
Yeah. Jess, she raced. You and Noah raced. And then who was the other?
Pete the Form.
Let's kick it off with the Form. Goes to his home state of Minnesota. Runs in Duluth. The famous Grandma's Marathon. A very traditional historical marathon that started way back in the day, has more than 10,000 runners participate in the variety of events that take place over the weekend. It's called Grandma's Marathon because a bar called Grandma's Bar was its first sponsor when no one else picked it up during the first race back in the 60s. An Olympian has run it and won it. It's a popular event, probably one of the more popular races in the country. And Pete is just an absolute animal and runs it in 3 hours, 11 minutes for his first marathon, overcomes some, pain in his legs, dealing with a strained hamstring. But my gosh, dude, the guy is so impressive. And I couldn't believe that's what he clocked. Amazing.
Yeah, I was absolutely impressed as well. Grandma's Marathon, I knew he was running, so I was like, I got to follow this. I got to see how he's doing. Yeah. He's put in so much work. I mean, I think he's literally been training for it since the beginning of 2025. So going back to January, he did the half training program with us that led up to the Bidwell Classic. And then he just kept going with the training. And, you know, we see him pretty frequently at BRC. We catch up with him on other runs outside of run club stuff. And just the work he was putting in was so impressive. The distances he was putting in, the kinds of workouts he was doing, as far as like threshold, and then just long runs in miserable conditions. We're really cool to see him finally get to the race day. I was blown away as well by the app that Grandma's Marathon has.
Sick.
I downloaded it and was able to find Pete, and they have a live map, and I'm sure other races do this, and I'm just, you know, naive about everything else. But they have a great app where you click the runner and it shows you live on the map where he's at. And so, like, I had the app open and his icon is moving through the course. So that was really cool to see. And I was watching it like a hawk. So again, Pete, congratulations. Good work, man. Have you talked to him since?
I have not. I'm looking forward to hearing about how it all went.
Yeah, me too. The only thing I saw was his Strava post where he said he strained both hamstrings.
Yeah.
So I'm very curious. Hopefully he's taking a few days to rest and get back healthy again, but he'll be back out there. I have no doubt about it. Yeah. The guy's a monster.
He totally is. There's been a couple times I've been running through the park, and in the opposite direction, this hulking figure is just chewing up the pavement and taking these long strides. And my first thought, like on the horizon, is, who is that? And yep. Then it's like, as it gets closer, I'm like, oh, what's up, Pete? How you doing? And he's just zooming by. You feel like the wind on your, you know, face and on your head as he smashes by you. So.
Yeah, right? Yeah. You see that effortless form as it closes in on you, and you're like, there's no chance I could ever do that. I wish I could be like that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure enough, he goes flying by. What a good dude. Yeah, great work, Pete. Keep it up, man. Looking forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah, and you know what else was cool about that is his girl ran, and I think she PR'd in the half marathon.
Yeah.
And his sister also ran. There were some cool pics on Strava of them with all their medals. So
very, very cool stuff. I think it was his girl Erin's first half marathon. Mm. I think. Pete, and Erin, if you hear this, if I'm making up stories here, I apologize, but I'm pretty sure it was her first of one of her first. And I think also Pete's sister as well might have been her first half marathon. So what a cool thing to do. Just another example of running, bringing people together, the community growing all the time. So awesome work, guys.
Yeah, congrats. Speaking of running, bringing people together, it was a big time in Tahoe. There was multiple events going on that weekend, and you ran the Burton Creek Trail Run 12K.
Yes.
Let's hear all about it. And there was a special guest. Did you know the special guest was showing up?
So yes and no.
Okay.
So Burton Creek Trail Run, it's in Tahoe City. It's part of the Big Blue Adventure running series up in Tahoe. If you don't know about this, check it out. This group puts on races all summer long. I think they start in like maybe end of May and go all the way through September. And I want to say there's something maybe every other weekend that they're putting on throughout the summer with various distances, right? I did a 12K. This particular race also had a 6K and a half marathon. But there's 5Ks, 10Ks, ultras, halves, fulls all summer. So check it out. But yeah, this one is pretty cool. I saw on Strava that Noah was up in Tahoe this weekend. He was in South Lake Tahoe doing a little vacation. And I texted him. I said, hey, what are you doing up in Tahoe? I'm up here too. I'm running a race on Sunday morning. And his response was, is there still room in the race?
Oh, no way.
Yeah. And I said, I think so. And I get a text 10 minutes later and he said, I'm in. I'll see you there in the morning. So this was Saturday afternoon, probably around, I don't know, 2 or 3 o'clock. And sure enough, the next morning, him and his wife, Olivia, show up and, he's out there to run a 12K, in Lake Tahoe. And we had a great time. It was good to see Noah. I hadn't seen him since the podcast we recorded with him. Yeah. He's doing well, and not to my surprise, I think maybe he was a little surprised, but he got second place, and crushed it. Just absolutely crushed it. This particular race was really cool. It was a 12K, which is a distance I didn't even know was a race. Like I mean, I'm sure every distance really exists, but yeah. I had never heard of a 12K.
What is that, like 7.75 miles?
7.46.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so this particular one was two loops of a 6K race. Mm. So there was also the 6K and then the 12K. And it was trails, but it was so different than the trails that we run in Bidwell Park. Like, totally different. I think Bidwell, Upper Bidwell Park, is really technical. As far as it's very rocky, it's a lot of single track, it's a lot of up and down, and this was single track, but packed dirt. Mm. I think this area where they held the race is in the winter season, a cross country area, like a cross country skiing area.
Okay.
But it's got some rolling hills. It went out around a little, pond that was, I don't know, maybe nice. A mile and a half or so from the start. And it had, I mean, relatively speaking, not a lot of climb. I think total climb each lap was just under 400 feet, but it all came in a very short stretch.
Oh.
There was about mile 1.1 to 2.3 was all uphill. And it was kind of a slow, gradual uphill with some steep parts. Noah and I were pretty close together the first lap, pushing the pace pretty good. And the cool thing about this, Ross, this is the first race that I've run where the finish is straight downhill.
Fun.
Like, it's a full on sprint down the hill, which is way cool, right? Cause you spend the first half of the race climbing, and then the second half of each loop is just literally straight downhill. As you come into the finish, you know, if you're standing down at the finish, you see this hill and you're just watching people fly down it. So it was really awesome. But yeah, the first lap, we're pushing it around pretty good. We make the second lap and all of a sudden I feel like I'm running in mud.
Ooh.
I hit the wall pretty hard. Noah and I were 1 and 2 after we got through the first lap, and about halfway through that lap in the gnarly part of the climb, all of a sudden, like, I got to slow down my pace. I'm walking. Like, I get to a walk. So I'm like, oh, man, this is not a very smart race on my part. And this guy comes flying by me.
No way.
Yeah. I didn't see him when we made the turn at the bottom to start lap number 2. I kept kind of looking back like, is there anybody else out here? Because Noah got way out ahead of me. So I was kind of in no man's land by myself. And this guy just comes blowing by me, and I move over and let him go. And this guy doesn't look tired. I mean, he's like a gazelle just cruising up this hill. Anyways, I keep running. Like I said, Noah ended up getting second because this guy caught Noah too.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I don't know what his name was. I saw him after the race and told him that was damn impressive. Good work. And I would guess he probably runs at the high altitude quite often with the way he moved through there.
Doing some hill training in the meantime.
Yeah, yeah, right. But I'll tell you what, running at 6,000 feet of elevation is different than running in Upper Bidwell Park.
Altitude will get you.
Oh my gosh, it was a butt kicker, but it had a great time. I finished third overall.
Yeah, you did. I was about to say, yeah. You gave Noah some love. We got to give Pete some love. Yeah. Podium Pete, new nickname. Let's go, bro. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Woo!
Yeah.
We've got a couple of Pete's children in the studio and we're celebrating right now. Dad crushed it. Let's go.
Yeah, thank you. It was fun. My goal going into the race was 1 hour and 5 minutes, and I ran 1 hour and 1 minute and
nice.
45 seconds, somewhere around there. So really,
you crushed your goal, man.
Yeah, really happy with that. And then also first in my age group, which was cool.
Yeah, that's right. Good mention.
Yeah, so just another fun race. Good stuff. Check out Big Blue Adventures, Tahoe races. Lots of fun stuff, including another race I think I'm going to do in August called the Marlette Lake 10-miler.
Yeah, you've done that before, right?
I did. I did that one last year. That's a fun one. That's another tough one, though. I'm hoping over the next 6 weeks, 7 weeks to really dedicate myself to doing some more hills and being a little better prepared this time around.
Well, if you need somebody who's game for, you know, glutton for punishment, you know, and a training partner, I'll hit those hills with you.
Yep, we're in. We're going to go do some more Green Gate reps.
Yeah. Oh, never mind. I'm not going to do it. okay, so, hey, you mentioned a little bit about the course, and the single track, you had to pull to the side to let this guy fall. That's so interesting that you mentioned single track, because Broken Arrow was going on in Tahoe at the same time. Mm-hmm. And that's a very, very popular race.
Huge.
It's huge. And I, you know, had no idea. I should have known. But I was checking in on some of the results. We had Jess participate in the 23K. Mm-hmm. And there were literally like 500 plus participants.
That's insane.
In that race.
That's insane.
For a 23K.
Yeah.
And there's a whole bunch of other events over the Broken Arrow series. The Sky Race is super popular. I knew about the Sky Race.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyways, just really cool to kind of follow along with the Broken Arrow stuff. And Jess, there was significant parts of that race where it was single track and everybody's kind of like, you know, trucking along, but you're not really going at the speed you want to go because you're stuck behind somebody and you're dealing with like thousands and thousands of feet of elevation gain.
Yeah, her race was no joke. I saw her a couple weeks ago. I was out doing a run in Upper Park and she was out doing some training for this race and was telling me about it. And she was prepared.
Yeah.
She was definitely prepared.
She's a savage.
She is. The day I saw her, I might have mentioned this on one of our other pods, but I caught up with her and I did like a 4 mile run up there. And she was at that point at mile 10 with like, had already done like 2,500 feet of climbing or something silly. And I was like, well, my little 4 miler seems kind of insignificant. But then she said, oh, yeah, I'm training for this 23K. And it all made sense.
Yeah. And she did great. Considering that there was a ton of elevation gain, she ran it with a couple of friends, I believe, or at least one good friend. There were some really cool pictures on Strava of them. The course looked absolutely beautiful. I mean, you're in Tahoe City running. This is going down in Tahoe area. I mean, I got to get my butt up to Tahoe this summer and run some races because it looks nice.
It's beautiful, man. It's totally worth it. Maybe we can link up for Marlette Lake. I know someone with a condo up there. So, yeah, maybe we can make it easier on all of us and go have a good time and endure some torture at the altitudes.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. Glutton for punishment. Again,
we are.
Yeah, the Broken Arrow Sky Race is a premier mountain running event held annually in Palisades, a 3-day festival of trail running that blends elite competition with community celebration, all set against the stunning backdrop of Lake Tahoe's high alpine terrain. And there's some big names that do that. There's 8 race options plus a kids race.
Wow.
So a 46K Sky Race, I imagine, is probably the most popular event, but there sure was a bunch of people in that 23K. So,
yeah.
Shout out to Jess. Amazing. More shout outs to Jess. It's a little bit of a bittersweet week.
It has been a bittersweet week.
Yeah.
Bittersweet week. Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm bummed out that I wasn't here to have the full experience. So, I'm going to turn it over to you to really share what was going on this week since you got to be a part of it.
Yeah. Well, you know, we are losing a couple of legends in the local area, I guess is how I feel and how we can sum it up. Jess and Andrew are moving to Virginia to pursue some new endeavors. Wonderful people, a wonderful couple, instrumental in sort of launching the Bidwell Run Club. And it's a community that's grown significantly. They've had a tremendous impact in helping that happen. Two people that have an energy about them. You just gravitate towards them.
Yeah.
You know, which I was thinking a lot about this week. They're really solid people, really fun people to be around. Mm-hmm. And we had our last Wednesday night group run to celebrate them as they get ready to go. There was also a ladies' speed workout the next morning. And she's been instrumental. Andrew's been instrumental in, you know, really making a great community of runners and bringing people together through the Bidwell Run Club and doing a lot. And so it was tough. It was a fun night. There was a massive group of people that showed up and went out to run. You know, I put a video together on it. You couldn't help but get a little choked up knowing that we're losing a couple pillars in the running community that mean a lot to everybody, and rightfully so. Again, they're great people. And so, you know, bittersweet for us right now, but happy for them as they pursue, you know, a new adventure together, heading back to some roots in Virginia. So good for them. Sucks for us.
But yes, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, they mean a lot to everybody. So,
yeah, I think one thing you mentioned it, they have an energy. People gravitate to them. And I don't think that was more clear than at the beginning of every single Wednesday night run,
yeah,
when they made it a point to introduce themselves to anybody that they didn't recognize.
Yeah.
So if you've never been to a Wednesday night run and they see you, they're like, hey, I'm Andrew. I'm Jess. What's your name? How did you hear about us? Thanks for coming out. Run with anybody. We're so glad you're here. There's no pretense involved with them at all.
Right.
They're there for the community and to make sure that everybody feels a part of what BRC was doing. And yeah, like you said, it sucks for us that they're gone.
Yeah.
It definitely does. Jess and Andrew, if you guys hear this, come back and visit, please.
Yeah.
I speak on behalf of the Chico running community, I think, are going to miss you immensely. And anytime you can come back and say hi, you'll always be welcome, which you probably already knew.
Yeah. And feel free to move back when things may be not going great. Over.
Yeah. Yeah. Come back anytime permanently.
yeah. You know, it's one thing I was thinking about, like, there's a lot of cool little elements of BRC runs, like creek crossing. I feel like creek crosses won't be the same. I also feel like post run drink won't be the same. Post run refreshments. That's so cool that they do that.
Yeah.
You know? And just, yeah, just the little things, you know, being very nice, very friendly to everybody. I know for me, what when I was thinking about it and putting a little video together on the last run, you know, I would not have ever met Jess or Andrew or Manny or Logan or so many other people if it wasn't for the Bidwell Run Club. And I've developed a lot of running friendships, which is a great thing about this running community. And none of that would have happened without their vision to start the Bidwell Run Club and provide an avenue for us to get together and run, whether it's Wednesday night group runs or men's speed workouts with Andrew and Logan, or ladies speed workouts led by Jess, or sometimes, you know, you would gather on Saturday, or there'd be little groups that, you know, broke apart and went and did their own thing on a long run on a Sunday. And, you know, there are other things they've done too, like, you know, helping in the community, supporting at local races that Fleet Feet is hosting, or having a, you know, a session where we go out in the morning and clean up the trails in Upper Bidwell Park. They partner with Chico Velo and do some trail works, and we give back to the trails that, you know, have given us so much, and we clean up. And so there's a lot of different pockets that they've hit and stuff that they've established through the Bidwell Run Club that's made their impact even greater, in my opinion. And that's what sucks, you know, in a way. Like, you know, I say that selfishly. It's like, oh no, we're losing two people that have this amazing vision,
yeah,
you know, and see it so much more than just running.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that came through nicely in the video that you put together on at Run Ross Run on Instagram this week. And Jess and Andrew both kind of said that same thing, right? Basically a very similar thing, like, this isn't just about running. This is about the community and supporting the community and doing more than just running. And I think that their ultimate goal was with BRC, and I can't speak for them, I'm just assuming here, was to create something with deeper roots than just running. And they've done that.
Totally.
Right? They're leaving it in great hands.
Yeah, that's true too. Right? Yeah.
They've got Logan, they've got Manny, they've got Billy, they've got Melissa, who are all stepping in to carry the torch.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling it's going to keep going in the same direction. Obviously losing those two is huge, but the spirit of what they've built will carry on. And I think I would imagine that's probably what they're very proud of.
Yeah. Good call, man. I couldn't have said it better myself. Yeah. Manny's the man. I know he's been heavily involved in Bidwell Run Club from the start, and same with Logan. So, you know, those two are incredible, and what a great partnership, the Fantastic Four, you could call them. Mm-hmm. And Billy's obviously so great. And Melissa, I feel like, is going to do a great job filling Jess's shoes, leading some of those ladies speed workouts.
Yeah.
I know we've had discussions before about how much those speed workouts mean to your wife.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, I mean, I think it's big for that group to be able to get together once a week and mm-hmm. do their thing. And I miss the men's speed workouts, which I imagine will get going sometime soon again, although I didn't go as much as I should have. It's hard to get up really early on a Friday.
Yeah, Friday morning at 6 is rough. Hey, gentlemen of BRC, maybe we could talk about a different day. just throwing it out there. So the run was great, it looked like.
Yeah.
You know, I think someone needs to step up on Strava, and I don't know how you even do this, but step up on Strava and change that loop that BRC runs up Annie, across Jay Ford, back Yahi, and name that the BRC Loop.
Oh, in honor of Jess and Andrew.
In honor of Jess and Andrew.
That's a good idea, yeah. Dude.
The BRC Loop or Jess and Andrew's Loop or something like that, that just kind of doesn't let us or anybody forget about what, you know, obviously countless people have run that loop before, but I think that's really become a pillar of what BRC does, is that BRC Loop.
Yeah, name a route in their name. That's some legacy right there.
It really is.
I like that.
And the fun didn't stop.
Yeah, it didn't. You know, what was really cool near the end was Billy kind of surprised everybody and broke out some stickers that he had made with a, you know, a funny picture of Jess and Andrew together, and it says BRC Forever, I believe, on the bottom. Yeah, you know, right there, I'm looking at Pete's water bottle. He's already got it slapped on there. Jess is throwing up a peace sign, and it kind of looks like Andrew's in the background a little bit, standing on her fingers. It's pretty awesome. And I don't think anybody knew that Billy was going to break these out, so he distributed these stickers. He presented them in a bunch of different colors, so he had an option to choose from.
That's so great.
Grabbed a couple to distribute, you know. And it was cool. It was really, really, really neat of Billy to do that.
I think it's worth pointing out, too, that this sticker is a little bit of an Easter egg. In every group run, Jess jumps in the picture and flashes the peace sign just like that.
Okay, yes.
So there's an Easter egg in there, and there's casual Andrew just being casual Andrew. Yeah. So really cool. Billy, thank you for making those. And if you had support for anybody else that helped with those, great job. Really cool idea. Well done.
Yeah, super awesome. It's so interesting that you mentioned the peace sign, because when I was putting together a video to sort of give a tribute to them, I went back and looked at some pictures from past Wednesday night runs or Saturday runs or whenever a BRC had runs. Mm-hmm. Every single one of those pictures, Jess far and away has the best expression, whether it's like throwing her arms up or like throwing a peace sign or being the only one who's lying down on the grass in the middle of the picture.
Yep.
Just a very outgoing personality. Like, we're all kind of standing there smiling like normal, but then there's Jess doing something fun and outgoing and eccentric. So that sort of energy. Yeah, that's a good call. It's perfect that's the picture on the sticker, throwing up the deuces.
Yep.
Classic.
It totally is. And then after the run,
we went to the Commons.
That place is establishing itself as like BRC Clubhouse or something.
It's such a great spot. You know what was funny that night is they had kids karaoke going on. So there's like 7, 8, 9-year-old kids like in a group, you know, blasting the mics on the stage in the back. It was pretty cute, man. They were singing some funny songs.
I believe that. And now I'm even more bummed out that I couldn't be there and bring my children, because I have at least one child who would have been up there killing the Taylor Swift, just absolutely slaying Taylor Swift.
maybe it's something they do once a month or something. We have to look into that.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, it was cool. We got, you know, everyone got pizza. We had some adult beverages, and the fun carried on. The conversations happened well into the night. And yeah, party time at the Commons. We could celebrate them forever. So it was cool to get together and enjoy pizza after runs, which is always great, mm-hmm. and talk about Jess and Andrew and, you know, mingle. So it was a good time. It was really, really cool. It was a great way to send them off. And then the next morning they had donuts after their ladies speed workout. So
yes, they did. Lisa was there and she said it was awesome and very fitting for Jess to have that last send off. I know I've said this before, but BRC, I think, has been successful because they found a niche. They found a need and they filled it perfectly. That's one of the things that Lisa has said multiple times about the ladies' run, is that it was so needed. It feels so empowering, so safe. They've just nailed it with what they were doing. And I'm super excited about the future because of the foundation that they've laid.
Yeah, they did a lot of miles in the park and in Lower Park and around Chico, whether it's on foot or bikes.
Yeah.
And the impact they've created will outlast every single one of those miles they ran or biked. So
most definitely.
That's pretty cool, man. Shout out to Jess and Andrew. Gonna miss you guys.
Yep. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah. Best of luck. Thanks for everything. Super grateful. All right. Hey, let's take a break. We've got some fun stuff to get into. And this break is brought to you by...
by fresh asphalt in Lower Bidwell Park.
Oh, yeah.
What, let's what? Go. Let's do it.
And Grant and Aubrey.
Yeah. Woo. No, but seriously, they're paving Lower Bidwell Park. They heard us. The city's listening to us. It's going to be an amazing addition to running some of these races, like the Bidwell Classic Half Marathon coming up next year on fresh asphalt.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I don't want to say we played a part in this because we didn't, but we might have played a part in this.
Yeah, the timing is great. Quick question, though. Like, how fast or how much do you think fresh asphalt will contribute to lowering your mile times? I was trying to think about that.
Well, when Shauna was in here, she made a couple good points about how she has quite literally been injured tripping on potholes.
Sure.
Your good friend Allie
Went
down probably because of pothole.
Yeah.
I think for some folks, this could be a game changer. Like, this could really improve.
10 seconds? 20 seconds? Is that too much? 20 is probably too much.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, 20 is a lot to knock off a mile time. But I could see it being a couple seconds
different. 5 to 10? Yeah. Maybe 5. Yeah, interesting. Well, yeah. Thank you, City of Chico. Really grateful that you're, you know, going to repave Lower Bidwell Park. And let's go.
Yep.
How's that for a break? All right, we'll be back.
Yep, we'll be back.
Okay, welcome back. We got resupplied with our Mike and Ikes. We did a little bit of a bathroom break. And we're ready to go with a fun segment. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we're thinking of what can we talk about this week. Let's change it up. Let's do something a little bit different. Something maybe fun, maybe goofy, might not work out at all, but you got to try stuff. So we are going to do some top five lists today. These are our opinions. We're doing them on the fly. And if you disagree, we also disagree with these lists. So bear with us as we go through this. Our first list is going to be the top five trails in Chico. And how did we define our top five trails, Ross?
Oh, gosh. I would say selfish opinion is how we define them. There's also the fact of, like, some trails are better than others at certain times of the year. We will also throw in there that, hey, we live in an amazing area that features Upper Bidwell Park, and it has a diverse network of 25 trails for hiking, biking, running, and exploring nature. So there's a lot to offer. We defined our favorite trails because these are our favorite trails. Gosh darn it.
That's right. And maybe at some point we'll come back and do this again with clear guidelines and definitions and maybe categories. But for the time being, we're doing our top five trails, and these are in no particular order, these five.
Okay.
This is just a list of five. So top list of five favorite trails, not top five, list of five trails that we like.
Yeah. And it may be a bit of a work in progress as we work through this and discuss some of the things we like about these trails. We may, you know, drop one off the list, add another. The fact of the matter is, hey, we're lucky to live here, and it's cool to spotlight these trails in Upper Bidwell Park and some of the ones that are our favorites.
So the first one I'm going to throw out there, again, no particular order, is Annie Bidwell Trail.
The classic for me.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The stretch through the Olive Grove is super cool.
Love that.
Yeah. And then you get out onto the edge and you can look out at Big Chico Creek. The view that at that stretch is just so dope.
The vertigo view is real.
Yeah, don't fall left.
No.
As Geoff would say.
Yeah, for real. And he's right. You shouldn't. Yeah, that's, it's just a great place. Yeah, I mean, I just don't know what to say beyond it's great and I love it up there. I love going just to Jay Ford. I love going to Bear Hole. I love going all the way to the end when it hits 10 Mile House. Yeah. It's just a great, great trail.
Yeah, it has a lot. I think that's one of my favorite things about Annie. It features a lot for you. You not only do you have good views, if you get past the Bear Hole area where you can, you know, mind you, there's multiple opportunities to jump in the creek, but when you get past Bear Hole and you start to climb a little bit, it kind of, it's a little bit of a zinger.
Yeah.
Which is good. It's a fun workout, especially when you get, you know, all the way up to the Bloody Pin area and all keep going, like you're saying.
Yeah.
To potentially Green Gate.
Yeah, and I think something that just popped into my mind is that Annie is really a gateway to these other trails that you can't really get to in an easier way. Like, you can get to Bloody Pin other ways. You can get to Green Gate other ways. You can get to Legacy Loop other ways. But, yeah, Annie B is really a nice gateway to a lot of other places on the south side of Upper Park.
Yeah, that's a great call. Immaculate views too when you get out into the wide open area up past Bear Hole, mm-hmm. and you can kind of run along the edge of the cliff down into the creek. There's really, it's beautiful.
Yep.
Especially when the sun is setting at about 6:30, 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You really get some good views up there. So yeah, man, that's a good one. Annie's, dude, that might be the best one.
I mean, it might be.
It's pretty special.
It might be. All right, next one on our list, staying on the south side of the park, is Guardians Trail.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
I feel like I'm in a video game when I'm on Guardians Trail. I'm going like up and down, and like I feel like I've discovered like a hidden area of the park that nobody else has ever seen. I feel like I'm on top of the world. I feel like I'm going to come around a corner and be able to jump into like a green tube like I'm Super Mario or something.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot that Guardian has, and it's rolling, so you get a little bit of downhill and then you get a challenge with some uphill, and you're sort of smashing through the plants and the shrubbery, and there's some cool wildflowers that maybe you've never seen before. You look up to the left and you like, you got the kind of the canyon's edge right there. Yeah, it's just awesome.
It really is. And again, the views, right? The views looking back down toward Chico into the North Valley, especially at the intersection of Guardians and Bloody Pin. Like, that's just one of my favorite lookouts in Chico. yeah, just really another unbeatable trail. Really technical as well.
Yeah, it is.
Really technical. If you can run up there, you can probably run about anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny you mentioned that lookout. Bloody Pin, hitting Guardians. Another reason why I like that spot is I'm like, okay, we're on our way back now.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, it's kind of like a marker that's like, all right, that was a battle climbing up Bloody Pin and Annie Bidwell there. And I'm looping back down. So, hey, it's all downhill from here.
That's right. That's right. I'm going to throw another one out there that's kind of in a similar vein to Guardians.
Okay.
And on the north side of the park, I'm going to go North Rim Trail.
Yeah, North Rim. North Rim will kick your butt.
Correct.
Slow, gradual climb, hard. Mm-hmm. If you're not stopping to look around and enjoy the view, then you're missing out at times.
Yeah.
Because it's beautiful and it's iconic. And when you get deep, like when you get 3 miles in, it's kind of levels out ever so slightly, even mm-hmm. though you're still climbing, and it's nice. Like, it's cool. And it opens up to the left where you get to see kind of a lot of the area that you don't really see at the start.
Yeah.
So not only do you get great views to the right, but you get good views to the left too.
Yeah. And I'm going to kind of say this, a similar thing that I said about Annie, is that on North Rim, there's a lot of options to go down, right? You don't have to run up North Rim and back down North Rim. You can go down B Trail. You can go down Blue Oak if you're not going up that far. Maidu, Live Oak. 420 trail, right? There's all these other places that you can come down. So again, it's almost like a highway.
Ooh, good call, dude.
Also, like Guardians, pretty technical.
Yeah.
Pretty darn technical.
Yeah. If coming down is scary. Mm-hmm. Legit, like, I better watch where every single one of my steps is going to land. Because if I hit something the wrong way, and even if you're concentrating so hard, you still have the potential to clip a rock and take a tumble. And that's not fun.
Yep. Yeah, that lava rock is nasty to fall onto. Yeah. That stuff just chews you up.
Yeah, it does. Well, the one night we were running with BRC, we did come down on one of those trails. I think you mentioned it. It was the first one you mentioned.
It wasn't Blue Oak, because Blue Oak is down by Horseshoe Lake.
Okay.
And Maidu is down by Horseshoe Lake. Oh, man, I can't remember.
It was tricky.
Cave Trail?
It might have been Cave Trail. It was tricky at parts to come down that, but
yeah.
When you begin to come down, you have incredible views. Mm-hmm. And it's a little steep, but I'm like filming with my camera. I'm like, oh my gosh, I've never gone down this part before. This looks amazing. Like, I got to get this shot. I got to get that shot. So that was cool. You're right. I liked the highway mention. Mm-hmm. That's a great call. North Rim, the highway of the Upper Bidwell Park Trail System.
Wow.
That's cool, dude.
That is cool. That is
good thinking, man.
Let's stay on the north side of the park, but let's go down.
Okay.
Let's go down to Yahi.
Okay. Let's go down to Yahi. Yahi's iconic.
Yes.
I mean, that's probably one of the most famous trails, if not the most famous trail in Upper Bidwell Park. You can walk it. You can run it. The only thing for me is it gets a little treacherous up ahead.
Yeah. Deep. Yeah, once you get up past Bear Hole area, it gets pretty nasty.
It does.
Again, rocky, in and out of trees, and just, not quite as enjoyable as that lower part. I don't know about you, but I can remember being in college and going to Upper Park, and like, Yahi was about the only trail I knew about, and I was just walking it. I wasn't running it. I was just kind of casually hiking it, finding a place to swim and hang out. So yeah, it's definitely iconic. And you hinted at something there. You can walk it, you can run it, but you know what you can't do on it?
Bike it.
Bike it. Yeah. And I think that's part of the appeal for a lot of people.
Ooh, yeah.
Is that it's just pedestrian traffic, just walkers and hikers and runners. I absolutely don't mind sharing the trail with bikers, but it's nice that that is a walkers only.
Yeah, agree. That's a good point. One thing about Annie, too, that maybe we didn't mention that I feel is similar about Yahi is you got some shade.
Yes.
You know, that's clutch.
Yes.
Especially in the summer.
Yeah.
So.
And you can connect between Yahi and Annie B.
Yeah, do a little creek cross action.
Little creek crossing. That's right. J Ford, T Ford, all the way at the end of Upper Park Road. Yeah, there's all those cool places.
Yeah, there's a couple spots of Yahi where I don't, you just got a cool little vibe where you're sort of, I don't know, running, taking a little loop, heading kind of sideways. And there's kind of some rocky areas where if it's been raining, there'll be some water flowing there. And you kind of got to step over the rocks and kind of step over the little system that's been sort of built out in there. That I really, really enjoy those parts where you're kind of like running along the side of the wall there. That's, you know, it's growing some vegetation and whatnot. But it's really cool to be in that region of Yahi.
Additionally, on, you know, getting toward the bottom of Yahi Trail, as our good friend Kale likes to say, you can have a Baywatch experience. With all the rough weather we had last year, there's some pretty sandy, silty areas, and you're running on straight sand. And Kale likes to say that he gets his Mitch Buchanan on as he runs through there, getting a little Baywatch practice in.
Kale, yeah, that's awesome, man. I don't like the sand, to be honest. I feel like I'm going to twist an ankle on there.
Yeah.
But it is good because it's challenging, and for a little bit of that stretch, you're using some different muscles in your legs that are probably good.
Yep.
But yeah, that's interesting you mentioned that. I wonder what will happen this next weather season if it's going to get worse.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't see it getting better.
Okay, what's next on the list of trails?
All right, so we've got four so far. And again, we're just trying to keep it to five this time around. And for this fifth one, I don't know. We talked about this a little bit beforehand. It's a little...
It's tough.
Yeah, it kind of falls in the middle of how we... of trails that we like. And that is Middle Trail.
Well done. I like what you did right there. Like Yahi, middle's iconic.
Yeah.
It's right in the middle. Mm-hmm. Chunky middle, as John likes to call it. There's a lot of parts of middle that are great. There are some parts of middle that are tough. Mm-hmm. I think it's almost in a way sort of the perfect trail if you're trying to get a little, you know, push and also enjoy yourself.
Yeah. I think, you know, maybe we talked about this at some point before. I can't remember, but it gives you a really good sampling of everything that Bidwell Park trails have to offer in one place.
Yeah.
Right? There's some climb, there's some flat, there's some downhill, there's some more technical, there's some less technical. You get good views, and then you get back into the trees where you, you know, you're just kind of isolated. So yeah. I think in that sense, it's a good sampling of what trail running in Bidwell Park is.
Yeah, great point. You know what else is cool about Middle Trail is you have the Easter Cross lot. Mm-hmm. I believe it's parking lot B. Mm-hmm. You go up North Rim, mm-hmm. or you go out middle. Mm-hmm. So that lot is pretty legendary in that regard. And the first part of middle when you're heading towards Horseshoe Lake mm-hmm. is really enjoyable.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of a cool little stretch that's not really challenging. And it's a good warm-up.
Great warm-up.
Right? Before you get into the trickier stuff. There's also, like Yahi for me, there's some stretches of middle that are really neat as you go down kind of some rocky paths and you turn and you climb up some sections and you kind of get to look out and see some views of the south side of the canyon. So
yeah,
middle's neat in that way.
You know, and similar to North Rim and Annie B and Guardian, I mean, I guess since it is a trail system, there's always connections to other trails, but yeah. Middle really has a lot of options that you can shoot off to.
Yeah.
Right. You just said right at the beginning, you can shoot up to North Rim. Right. Or you can go up middle and catch Blue Oak and go up, or Maidu and go up,
yeah.
Monkey Face and go up, Upper Trail, yeah. Toilet Bowl, 420 Trail. There's also, you know, eventually you can get to B Trail. Okay. So it's just, there's just so many options. So again, it's that nice sampling of everything that yeah. Bidwell Park has to offer.
Yeah. Great point. I love that mention about the other trails you can climb. Middle's great for hill workouts. Mm-hmm. You kind of start there in that lot, you get out, you warm up, and then you can choose your poison,
yeah.
essentially, of like, which route am I going to run up to
yeah.
kill my legs?
Yeah. How much torture do I want today? Do I want to go crawl up Live Oak? Yeah. Do I want to stretch it out and get to B Trail and torture myself? Yeah. Yeah. A lot of options. So, I mean, I think that's a good beginning list of yeah. five trails that yeah. we like in Chico. Right. But again, I think in the future, maybe we break it down into more specific
okay.
types of trails, okay. like, you know, best places to go climb, yeah. best downhills, best views,
okay.
Best beginner trails.
All right. I like that. To be continued. Because, hey, man, I've got a couple on my honorable mention that I'm like, what about these ones?
Yeah.
And we could definitely get into those. I mean, B Trail's awesome. Upper yeah. Upper Trail, we get to see the big giant cactus out of nowhere. That's
yep.
so funny. It's yeah. like, what is this thing doing here?
Totally.
And secrets and yeah.
So, we didn't even get to that fun stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah. So
maybe that's another episode just in itself of just talking about the different trails.
Just talking about the different trails.
Yeah.
Cool. Maybe we could get a knowledgeable Upper Bidwell Park employee.
Yes.
Interesting.
I like where your head's at.
Okay. How about this list?
Okay.
Top five favorite things about running.
Okay. I'm in.
All
you
right.
start.
Okay. Number one, I like endorphins. They make me feel good.
Yes.
I like how I feel after I run. Not only is it healthy, it also makes me feel good.
Yes.
Thumbs cool. up from Grant on that one. Let's yes. go, my guy.
Yes.
Let's go.
Endorphins rule. I'm going to go with being outside.
Yeah.
just being outside.
It's awesome.
Being outside rules. I think, you know, both of us work jobs where we're primarily indoors.
True.
A lot of both of our times at work, and I think a lot of people can relate to this, is spent staring at a computer.
Yeah.
So being able to get outside every day or every other day or as often as you possibly can does a lot, and it feeds right into those endorphins.
Yeah,
so,
that's
yes,
right.
Endorphins, being outside. What else you got?
Community. Making friendships, running and chatting and talking with buddies, learning about people. It brings people together, especially in this wonderful area of Chico. Again, shout out Jess and Andrew. But I feel like community is a big part of running when you're doing it and you're networking and you've got a group to run with.
Most definitely. I'm in with that 100%. So I'm going to get a little, go maybe a little bit off the beaten path here my next one. I like the shoes.
Yeah. I was wondering if you were going to mention that.
I'm kind of a shoe junkie beyond just running shoes. I have a collection of shoes. I've always kind of been obsessed with shoes. So running shoes is just another piece of my collection. Love trying out different shoes. Love talking about shoes. Love just going into Fleet Feet and looking at shoes. Going to Fleet Feet pub runs and trying different shoes. So yeah, the shoes. Love me the shoes.
That's cool. What are your favorite brands right now, or what are some of your favorite shoes right now?
Right now, I'm on a bit of a Brooks kick. Yeah, cool. I just picked up a new pair of Brooks recently. I'm really enjoying those. And my trail shoes that I've been running a lot in are Brooks as well. So yeah, Brooks is kind of a hot one right now for me.
Like it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And last one for our five things that we like about running goes to you. So you choose this one.
Okay. This is, it's a little bit of a combination. I like its variety. Ooh. You know, you've got speed. You know, when you're watching the Olympics and you're watching a 100-meter dash.
Yes.
Or you're watching, you know, one of these epic track workouts and these world-class athletes showcase speed, you're like, what?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yep.
And records are consistently broken. But then on the other side of things, you've got people doing like 250-mile races. And you've got the ultra-marathon long endurance element.
Yeah.
So I think it's variety. And that also is about competition. I think there's a lot of avenues for competition. A lot of different types of runs. Mm-hmm. A lot of different types of ways to be successful and challenge yourself.
Yeah. I love that. I'm glad that you came up with that one. I couldn't quite figure out. I think I was thinking something similar, but couldn't come up with a good way of putting it succinctly. And I think variety absolutely nails it, right? There's something for everybody that wants to run.
True.
There's no wrong way of doing it. There's no right distance, wrong distance, right speed, wrong speed. It's whatever feels good.
Yeah, whatever feels good. I'm glad you mentioned that, because one thing I wanted to touch on is zone two.
Yes.
We've been talking a little bit about zone two running over the last few weeks.
Yes, we have.
And hey, sometimes slower is a little better. You'll get faster if you go slower with running and spend more time in zone two. But gosh darn it, it's hard to stay in zone two.
It is counterintuitive. I'm really looking forward to having a conversation with Andrew about that, because he is he's a doctor in this specific area. And I would love to pick his brain and see what he knows about, you know, that kind of training and the research that goes with it. But yes, it's still at the front of my thoughts a lot of days.
Yeah. It makes me think about, you know, slower runners. You know, you can be fast, you can go slower. There's benefits to both. Mm-hmm. And it's like you mentioned, there's something for everybody when it comes to running. That was fun. Top five things we like about running at the moment. Let's go. Do you like that segment? Okay, we're getting a thumbs up. All right, we're getting a thumbs up. Hey, let's move on to something a little interesting now.
Okay.
You know, the NBA draft just happened this past week.
Yes, it did. My Kings were able to trade into the first round and get a pick. Woo!
Yeah, let's go. That's right. Cooper Flagg went number one. Dallas got the first pick. It's kind of wild. Maybe a little bit of a conspiracy for some of those, but hey.
I'm with you.
Well, it had us thinking that, hey, what if we drafted our team of runners? There's obviously a wonderful array of runners in the Chico running community. a lot of people that we smash the trails and the pavement with. And hey, there's some really fast runners. There's some runners that go super long distances. There's some runners that will pick up the positivity. There's a variety of skill sets within these runners. There's value to everyone who we run with. And we thought, hey, maybe we'll draft our team of runners and kind of go back and forth. So with the first pick in the 2025 Chico Running Community Draft, Peter Milardovic, Pushin' Pete, Podium Pete, selects.
Man, why did you have to make me go first?
I can go first.
No, I'll step up and do this. But as a caveat, this draft is entirely for fun.
Yeah, totally.
We are going off the top of our heads here. This is not something that we planned out our picks ahead of time. We're going to be doing this on the fly. And with that being said, with the first pick, I'm taking Andrew, man.
Okay.
I'm taking Andrew.
Okay.
For a couple reasons. One, this is kind of a farewell. We know we talked about that at length already. But Andrew's such a good dude.
He is.
He actually, him and Jess live right down the street from us. He will be missed. He's super friendly, incredibly talented runner. You know, we talk a lot about one of our other friends, Pete the Form, being an effortless runner. Andrew's right there too. I don't know if you ever watched his form, but the guy is just light on his feet. Doesn't look like he's working at all. And in it because he enjoys it and wants to share time and build community. So Andrew's going to be my first pick.
Yeah, there's so much more value in a runner like Andrew than just talent. Mm-hmm. You know, he will, you'll have a tight knit team. Mm-hmm. You'll have a team that enjoys being around each other.
Yes.
That's like, he's like captain material.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah,
yep.
I love that.
Yep. I'm putting the C on his jersey.
Okay. Well, I'm putting the C on Jess's jersey then. Cause if you're taking Andrew, I got to take Jess.
Okay.
I mean, for the same exact reasons, they're a power couple.
Yep.
And people gravitate to Andrew and Jess.
Yep.
For a lot of the same reasons. So yeah, everything you just said about Andrew, I'm going to piggyback on and not say about Jess because you already said it, but you get my point. I got to take Jess with my top pick.
Respect. All right. With my number two pick, I'm going to go close to home for this one.
Okay.
For a lot of reasons, I'm taking my wife, Lisa.
Oh,
number two.
Nice.
Again, many reasons, but the one I'm going to focus on is she supports me running and encourages me running. And that's such an important part of running, is having a fan and someone who supports you. So Lisa, you are my number two pick in this draft.
I love that, dude. Shout out Lisa. Great pick, man. Way to tug on the heartstrings with that one. Yeah, I hope you get a massage out of it or something.
Yeah, some help stretching is always, always, always enjoyed. Yes.
Okay, so for my second pick, this is somebody I wanted at the top for a couple reasons. Number one, they've accomplished a lot with running. But number two, we're going to have access to something that all runners need. I'm taking Paul Smith.
Oh.
Paul Smith ran a 2-hour, 20-minute marathon in Hawaii. I just learned running with him the other night. That was his best marathon that he's run. He said it was his most fun marathon.
Wow.
That's like 530 to 550 miles, like somewhere in there.
Jeez.
Yeah, isn't that insane?
Yes, I didn't know that.
He ran a 2-hour, 20-minute marathon.
Okay.
And so, and he's run like 20-plus marathons.
No big deal.
He's, you know, going to turn 50, and he's like, I'm going to run 50 miles for my 50th birthday. I was like, okay, you know, one up the birth K. That's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
And he co-owns Fleet Feet.
Yeah.
So our team can get access to what he has access to.
Wow.
So I feel like there's a lot of value there, not mm-hmm. only in experience, not only in accomplishments, mm-hmm. but also in an avenue to get the necessary resources and gear we need to succeed.
Okay. I like that pick a lot. My next pick is kind of similar to Paul in the sense that huge accomplishments, a wealth of knowledge, and a pillar and inspiration in our community. And I'm going to go with Logan Ziegenmeier.
Okay, big time.
Yeah.
He was probably on the board too long.
Yeah. I think what Logan has to offer beyond just being a really nice guy and supportive runner in our community is I would love to pick his brain on training and nutrition.
Yeah, dude. Right? So impressive.
This guy runs incredible distances at ridiculous paces, and that doesn't just happen by accident, right? Yeah. You have to be intentional with how you get there. So I'd love to learn and pick his brain more about what is the plan? How do you develop these plans? Where do these plans come from? How do you do the nutrition side of things to be able to do this? In addition to all the cross training he does, weights, massage, yoga, like all that stuff has got to be a part of how he's accomplished all these incredible feats of running. So yeah, Logan, you are my third pick.
That's a great pick. He's the complete package, no doubt about it. I'm going to go with my next pick. I'm going to take the 6-star finisher. I feel like we need a Katie Crane on our team because Billy said this today on our run. There's one pace. That's Katie just goes at one pace. You know, whether it's a training run or a marathon run, she's unbelievable and has a crazy engine that just goes and goes. And I mean, how many people in the Chico community have completed those marathons? She's a 6-star finisher, has run all over the world, does it with incredible times, and I think would be a great leader on any team to just have somebody that's like, yep, we can rely on her. She's going to bring it, and she's accomplished a lot.
Yep. Great pick.
Yeah.
Great pick. Can't dispute that. All right. My next pick is someone with a lot of grit, which, I mean, I think we could say that about everybody that we've picked this far and that we'll continue to pick. Someone with a lot of grit. Younger fella. Who just gets after it. Does kind of similar to Logan in the sense that he does all the training, right? It's all the weights, it's all the stretching, it's all the nutrition. He's really on it. And that's Matt Henderson.
Ooh, good pick.
Matt Henderson. I think you were out with him just today, getting some miles in, and he's training for a big ultra in just a few weeks. I'm also picking him because this guy's done a lot of different stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, he was an elite level college baseball player.
No doubt.
Who's traveled the country playing baseball, and now he's, you know, running all over the place. So I think he's one of those guys that is a glue guy for a team who can keep the spirits up, can always tell a good story, whether it has to do with running or baseball or life in general. Just a good personality guy, really strong runner, and just generally a really interesting guy. So, yeah, Matt Henderson, you are on the team.
Dude, Matt Henderson is a certified savage, dude.
Yeah.
The dude is – that's a great pick. He's awesome.
Yes.
It's really fun to be with him. Uh-huh. He's got great energy. Mm-hmm. Today we ran 12 miles, and, like, we got to the end, and he's like, I'm going to do another 7 miles.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, casual 20-mile Saturday, like, no big deal.
Yep.
Yeah, and he's, dude, that guy's in exquisite shape. He's rock solid.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hitting the weights. I mean, that dude's got strength, and he could probably run for days.
Yep.
All right, with my next pick, I am going to take somebody that's probably been on the board too long, Noah. I want Noah. Noah is going to fight. Noah's the kind of guy who won't do a lot of training and he'll show up to a 12K and he'll finish second.
Yes.
You know? Like
I saw it.
Yeah, it's amazing. And he's got... Dude, Noah's a fighter. I think what separates him from a lot of people is he'll just battle and he'll do whatever it takes to break people. I think he's got a mental edge when it comes to racing. I think he can kind of analyze his opponents and sort of... is very calculated when it comes to like strategy and when to attack. He's got a history of running. He's been doing it for a long time. He did it in high school. He did it in college. He helped coach at Fleet Feet. He's a fighter. Like Noah's a fighter. And I want him kind of on my team pushing people and leading the way.
Yes. I love that. Couldn't agree more. Again, another good pick. I'm kind of, you're like picking all these people that were like next on my list.
Yeah. Well,
so yeah. But yeah, great, great pick. All right. For my next pick, I'm going with someone who I've done a couple of training programs with now. She's a strong runner. She pops up at a lot of the BRC stuff, whether it's Wednesday nights or the Tuesday morning women's workouts. She is in the world of education, helping form the futures of young folks in Northern California. I'm going with Mary Hansen.
Love it.
Mary Hansen. She's incredibly friendly. I think she also brings kind of a fighting spirit. I've watched her train the last couple years, and she's made big strides as far as speed and endurance. So again, just another good, solid teammate who's going to pick you up when you are wallowing because this run sucks. She'll say, yes, it does. I'm right there with you. But she's going to suffer through the rest of it just like everybody else. So Mary Hansen, you are on the team.
Great pick. She's such a fun training partner. She was so great in that Fleet Feet training program. Mm-hmm. Her and Kaylin were just amazing. Yep. Yeah, shout out Mary. Good pick, dude. Love that. She'll go, too. Like, mm-hmm. She's still clocking pretty impressive runs, you know, daily or weekly, like, good times. Seen a lot of improvement. So, I love that pick, man. All right, for my next pick, I'm taking somebody that's, like, has so much potential, and I don't even think they realize it. It's somebody that, like, would be fun to have on a team to watch how far they could take it.
Okay.
And become like an absolute superstar.
I'm listening.
This person does something that nobody else really does in the community, and that's when he's training, he likes to raise his arms and run when he's practicing.
I know where you're going.
Yeah. He's very unique. He's super fast. And like, again, I don't even think he realizes how fast he is. He just won a race recently. He won his half marathon, the Buzz Johnson up in Susanville. It's my guy, Nemai. And I just want to see how far this guy can go. And I think it's like if you're a basketball team and you draft like an 18-year-old from Europe who has this just unlimited potential that you want to just kind of work with and see mm-hmm. unfold. I feel like Nemai fits that category. It's like, here's a guy that doesn't have a lot of experience, but he's got a shit ton of talent.
Yeah.
So that's why, and he's cool, and he's fun to be around, and he's super nice.
Yeah.
And yeah, Nemai's amazing.
Love his personality.
Yeah.
Another good pick. All right. I'm going sort of opposite end of that.
Okay.
I'm going Neil.
Yeah, good pick. Damn it.
I'm going Neil.
The real deal, Neil.
The real deal, Neil. Neil has more running experience. In baseball, they say, oh, that guy's forgotten more about baseball than I'll ever know. Well, Neil has forgotten more about running than I'll ever know.
Yeah.
Neil is a student of running.
Yeah.
He's always trying to learn more about how he can be more fit, how he can be more efficient. How can I make my stride more efficient so that I can go for longer longer distances, better paces? On top of that, Neil is incredibly understated funny. And I don't know that Neil realizes he's as funny as he is sometimes. And maybe he does. And maybe that's just the dry sense of humor he has. The dry Boston humor. But really just a great guy to run with because he's also got so many different experiences throughout his life. You know, outside of running, he's done so much. And just hearing those stories of when he was a lawyer, or when he was playing golf all the time, or when he's now that he's teaching, all these stories he has. So I think, again, great personality to have on a team and, you know, a leader by example.
Yeah.
Right. You want somebody on your team. And I think all these people feel this. They lead by example. They're going to push themselves all the time. And that's what Neil does. He's always pushing and always willing to share what he's learning with other people. And I think that's really awesome and inspirational. So real deal, Neil, you are on the team.
Yeah. I love that. So good, man. So spot on. Absolutely. He drops some one lines that are so funny sometimes. You're just like, where did that come from? That's amazing. I was running a B trail with him a couple weeks ago, and he was smashing. We started like out Park Road and got to a couple sections near day camp initially, and he's like, 3 minutes, push now. And he just takes off, dude, and I'm trying to keep up with him. No chance. And again, he's 55 years old and he's leaving me in the dust. And eventually we get to B trail and he's still like going so hard, and he's like going up B trail and then turning around, coming back down, running past me for a little bit, and then turning around, running back up, running past me. I was like, wow, Neil is actually running circles around me at this time. It was insane. Dude, it was so savage. Of course, I see on Strava later on that he was PRing most of those sections, so he was really pushing it. But it was like, yeah, I feel a little humiliated right now.
Yep. Running is a humbling experience.
Yeah, it was cool. It was impressive, Neil. Good pick. Hey, you know, for some of the reasons that you've just said, I want to go in a similar direction. I want Bobby on my team.
Yes.
Bobby's done so much in the sport, and he's got a wealth of knowledge. And if it's a shorter race, I'll take him, because that guy's crushing sub-25Ks with ease, and has got a motor, has got a ton of experience again, super strong. He's doing two-a-days. He's doing 50, 60 miles at least every week. He's got running, you know, in his blood. He's got friends that are older that he runs with. He's got friends that are younger that he runs with. Everybody loves to be around Bobby, and rightfully so. He's an awesome, awesome dude. I believe he's even like running for Hoka. Yep. We need to have Bobby on the pod.
We need, yeah, Bobby's a goat. We need to get him in here.
He's a goat. Good way to put it. The goat. I want the goat.
Yes. Man, all these good picks that you've made, and I think I've got a good one coming up as well.
I'm sure you do.
This guy crushes endurance races. He lives down the street from me.
He's taking my guy.
Lives down the street. His son was in the school band with my daughter.
Nice.
Billy Harkness.
Let's go, Billy.
Billy. Another just aside before I jump into Billy's story and why I picked him, but his mom was a teacher, and I spent a year teaching with his mom. His mom taught at Paradise High for a short time while I was there. Yeah, small world. But anyways, yes, Billy. Billy's great. Great stories. Great guy to have on the team, because he's so damn friendly. Like, I keep picking all these people that are just so damn nice. Yeah. And I want a team of people that I want to be around. And Billy is a guy that I want to be around. He joined us on the Birth K and did 3 out of the 4 legs with us, which was beyond cool and thoughtful. He won the Fall Trail Classic last year. He did that 48 and 48 with Matt a couple months back. So again, another one of those guys that's got the grit to keep going. He's not afraid to be uncomfortable and keep fighting through. And so for that reason, Billy, you are on the team.
Love that pick. Yeah, Billy's a savage, dude. Billy has got a motor.
Yeah.
Like, he goes, man. Today, watching him run, was like, dude, this guy's pushing it. He's keeping up. He's setting the pace. He's a grinder, man. He's a fighter. Mm-hmm. Serious skills, serious mental edge, you know, to win an endurance challenge. It's impressive. He's, you know, thinking about some things and calculating some things, developing some strategy to handle business.
Yeah, and sticking with it.
Sticking with it, yeah. Putting himself in position near, like, the last stretch of that endurance challenge to go all out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anybody that beats Katie Crane in a race,
you're doing something right.
You're doing something right. That's a great pick.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotta take Frank the Tank.
Oh, man.
You know, I got to. I need Frank the Tank on my squad.
We all need Frank the Tank.
We all need. He's a bad man.
He is a bad man.
And he's a really nice guy.
Yeah.
And he's really fun to be around. Mm-hmm. He's very supportive. He'll show up and he'll go and go and go. And he'll be right by your side encouraging you.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves Frank, and rightfully so. Like, I really, really enjoy his company. I really like being around him. I miss Frank.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can see him soon. He can come back and run. I know he's been busy doing his thing, but super fun to train with. I did both training programs with him. Mm-hmm. He gets it done. He runs 50Ks. He runs fast during shorter runs. He's super skilled, super nice, very friendly, very encouraging, super supportive. Like, give me some Frank, man, because he's the tank and he's awesome.
Yep. Yeah, that was going to be my next one. So, again, yeah, you beat me to it. All right. Everybody needs... How do I put... I mean, I'm trying to think of how I can put this, but everybody aspires to be the best version of themselves, look like they know what they're doing, make it effortless and fast, right? Because, I mean, ultimately, like, me and you, we're very average Joe Schmo runners, and when we see these folks that come by looking so athletic and in tune with what they're doing, you've already got your version of this on your team. I'm going with Pete the Form.
Good pick, man.
Pete the Form.
He was on the board way too long.
Yeah.
I forgot about him. I would have taken him like 10 picks ago.
Yeah, right? He's just so effortless in the way that he runs. When you talk about economy and efficiency of running, he, in my mind, is what you're talking about. Additionally, he's, again, another super nice guy. Lots of good stories. We bond over basketball. He's a big Timberwolves fan.
Yeah.
So, you know, on these long runs, we can always chat basketball. We can chat life, chat hard work. He loves a good burrito from the taco truck. So he's absolutely 100% A-OK in my book. And again, that is going to be Pete the Form joining the team to inspire us to be the best versions of ourselves that we can be.
It's awesome. It's like a second round steal, you know, of like an NBA draft that like turns into an absolute superstar.
That's my Nikola Jokic right there.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. Well played. That's rad. Okay, I'm going to take somebody who I've admired for a long time. I used to cover her while she played basketball at Buke College. She's an incredible athlete. She was a soccer star as well at Chico High School. She's got an engine. She's going to run circles around a lot of people. That's Morgan Kamey. I've got a lot of respect and admiration for Morgan. I think she'll bring a lot of athleticism to my team. I think she'll bring a lot of like competitive nature to practices, to runs. I think she'd push people. And if you notice what she's doing on Strava, she's like improving ever so slightly every week with her mileage time. She recently qualified for Boston with that group of local legendary ladies. And I think she's kind of just tapping into what she can do running wise. So I see growth there coming with all of her athleticism. So give me some Morgan Kamey, squat up.
Yeah. Well, you put her out there in some training runs with Bobby and Nehemiah, right? Folks that are going to really push her and help her unlock that potential. So, yeah, a formidable pick once again, Ross. All right, so how about we go two more picks each so we'll get to an even 10 for our teams.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah, and there'll be a lot of people. We'll have to do this again with the others because there's a ton of other really, 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 really skilled, talented runners.
Yeah, this is probably a selfish list for us to make.
Yeah. Shit, I didn't think about that.
This is not personal to anybody, we promise. All right. I'm going with a local boy. Chico, born and raised, left for a while to do his college stuff and live his life. He's back now and leaving again soon. This guy does incredible runs. He has summited, I think, all of the mountains in Colorado that are over 14,000 feet. He goes on crazy long swims. He's an incredible character, great stories. The inspiration for our birthday run, I'm going with Geoff.
Great pick. Great pick,
I'm going with Geoff. Love seeing him out at the BRC runs. Like so many of these people, though, I don't just see them at BRC runs. That's the cool thing about Chico being such a small-ish community is like you can go out for a run any day of the week, and there's a good chance you're going to see somebody that you know. So love seeing Geoff out there. Love catching up. Super supportive when I've gone to do runs, races. he's going to have a great time when he goes to Virginia for that next step in life. And hopefully he'll make some trips back during his time away to say hi and get some runs in. He's active in BRC. He's active in Chico Running Club. He's active in pub and Fleet Feet pub runs. He's all over the place. He'll probably, looking at my team, be one of our social leaders.
Yeah.
As far as coordinating events, team outings, going to get beers and pizzas, and just having a good time. So Geoff, you are on the team, my man.
That's a great pick. I really enjoy my interactions with him more and more and more. He's a funny guy, mm-hmm. and very positive, encouraging person, and a really, really good runner.
Yes.
Ran around 3:30 in Boston. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good pick, dude.
No big deal.
No big deal. All right. For my next pick, I've got somebody that's going to go and go and go and go, and that's Kendall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm taking Kendall.
Yeah.
Kendall's a bright light.
Yeah.
She's got a positive attitude. She's going to top cheerleader on the team, no doubt, in terms of supporting others. Mm-hmm. She'll be very, very encouraging for everybody. And I mean, she's got a motor, man. Like, Kendall's done some amazing things in her running career.
Yeah.
And I want someone like that on my team to just be there and to rely on, to know that she's going to go far and she's going to be supportive for everybody.
Yeah, she kind of reminds me of being cut from the same cloth as Jess.
Yeah.
Right? Just super supportive, is going to go and go and go.
Yeah.
A good pick.
Thanks, man.
A very good pick. All right, so I guess we're down to our last picks for this draft, for this iteration of our running team draft. I'm going to go a little bit outside of the Chico community, former Chico community runner for a very, very, very long time.
Okay.
This is someone that I was and has been a running mentor for me since I started running 8 or 9 years ago. I taught with him at Paradise High School for a long time. He's the one that kind of opened my eyes to, you don't have to run fast. You can run long. He has finished ultra marathons of varying distances from 50K to 100 miles. He ran his first marathon almost 50 years ago and is planning to revisit that same marathon as a 50th anniversary. He now lives in Oregon, in Eugene, arguably the running capital of the United States.
Okay.
New grandfather, his daughter just had a baby.
Awesome.
Eric Gillard.
Eric, good pick.
Eric Gillard, yes. Been a good friend and mentor to me for years. He still comes back to Chico to run races a couple times a year, which I think is awesome. So I'm going with Eric because he is so dang smart. Just a little aside of why Eric is who is so important to me. My first half marathon, I ran it with him. You've run a couple half marathons now. You know what it's like when you get to mile 10, 11,
yeah,
and you're like, what did I sign up for?
Yeah, I got to dig deep.
How am I going to finish this?
Yeah.
Eric was my pacer. That was his whole plan with this half was, hey, I'm going to run it with you to make sure that you finish. So we get to mile 10, 11. And I hit that wall of, oh God, I got nothing left. How am I going to go another 2.5-3 miles? And he says, do you mind if I recite a couple speeches for you? And he recites an Abraham Lincoln speech that he has in his memory and the St. Crispin's Day speech that he has in his memory.
That's amazing.
And it was the best distraction that anyone could ever need at that point in the race, because it just allowed me to look forward and move my feet. And he's just going through these iconic speeches that are really quite motivational and inspiring as well. So Eric Gillard, you are on the team. Probably waited too long to draft you, but you're on the team, my man.
That's cool. That's like a player, a general manager, a coach, an owner, like all in one.
Yes.
Wisdom.
Right. Well, in basketball, right, you bring some guys in so to be the vet in the room, right?
Yeah.
The vet to mentor the younger players. He knows his role. He's good at what he does. He doesn't mess up.
Yeah.
He runs his race or plays his game and teaches everybody else how to do that. And so that's what Eric will bring to my team.
Love it, dude. What a pick, man. Classic. Classic. All right.
All right, Ross. Pressure's on. Last pick.
Pressure's on. I think you took Logan, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to take Kyler.
Yep.
I mean, we can't let them be on the same team.
No.
They wouldn't have been on the same team.
No.
But, yeah, I mean, it maybe it's a little bit of an unfair pick because he just moved to St. Louis.
Well, I went out of state as well, so I think it's absolutely in play.
Yeah. And, I mean, if you're talking about talent, this guy's like top three, in, you know, in the area in terms of accomplishments. You know, anybody that can hang and, you know, push Logan is obviously super talented. I ran with him once or twice. Really, really nice guy. Seen him a couple times around town. Really nice guy. Wish I got to run with him more, but just on like sheer talent alone and obviously people like being around him, I think Kyler's a good pick and yeah, could probably make the all-star team if there was such a thing.
Yeah. And great sense of humor.
Okay, nice.
Just a funny guy. Yeah, that's a good pick. That's another absolute win of a pick there. But I mean, if we're being honest, like both of these teams are stellar.
Yeah. Oh, totally,
like,
dude.
There's no bad picks here. Yeah. And I mean, we could swap any of these people out for anybody else in the Chico running community and the teams would still be incredible.
Yeah.
But for sure, we have two very talented teams. I don't want to go head to head with your team. And I hope you don't want to go head to head with my team. Maybe we travel as one big team and go take out the rest of California.
Love that. Let's go.
Because I like our chances.
Okay, co-owners. This is our team.
Yes, yes. Totally.
That's great, dude.
Most definitely.
Oh, well, that was fun, man. That was a fun episode.
Definitely was.
Congrats on your success at the Burton Creek Trail 12K.
Thank you.
Pushing Pete became Podium Pete.
This time.
That's awesome,
this
dude.
This time. Yes. Do you have a race coming up?
Anything happening? I got to get something on the schedule, man. Okay. I mean, I've got some travel coming up, so I'm kind of like inhibited by that at the moment, but going to get something on the schedule. It's been too long. I had a little stretch there where I was doing quite a bit, and it was fun.
Yeah.
So I want to get back at it, man.
Well, I know I've been pumping it this whole time, but look up Tahoe Blue, Big Blue Adventures in Tahoe. They got a bunch of stuff all summer.
Yeah.
Also, 4th of July, Chico Striders are putting on a 5K.
Good call.
So if you're looking for something 4th of July weekend, that's a great program to support. We're hoping to get Danny from Striders on soon to talk about all that they do. Great youth running program. All three of my kids have participated. Kendall, who you drafted, her kids have participated. So definitely some opportunities coming up soon for that.
Great mention.
Yes. Let's support everybody in the running community, all those races, build up the youth, build up everybody else.
Really cool, man.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I'm going to make one more last minute pick to my team because
our team.
And this is going to be this. I don't know how we work this, but Ross, I'm picking you, man.
Oh, I'm picking you. You on my team,
I'm picking you. We got to be on there, right? Playing managers, right? Playing captains, like they do in the Ryder Cup from time to time.
I'm honored. Thank you.
I think Bill Russell was a playing coach at some point in the NBA. So most definitely.
No, you can't put me in the same breath as Bill Russell.
Legends in your own rights. Ross, it's been fun. Safe travels coming up. I'm looking forward to hearing about the runs that you get in while you're traveling back on the East Coast.
Thanks, man.
I hope that you do not run into the humidity I ran into in New York. Because it's miserable.
Yeah.
Say hi to the mouse. And it's always a blast.
It's always a blast, man. One other thing. Gonna miss you, Jess and Andrew.
Yes.
Big shout out to you. Hey, man. It's been fun. It's always fun. What did we do?
We nailed it.
Peace out.
Nailed it. Nailed it. You're the best.